Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 802, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's go. Round 1. Category: current sitcoms. First question. A Vermont innkeeper in his last series, this veteran comedian now plays cartoonist Bob McKay. The answer? Bob Newhart. Second question. Now in its seventh season, this sitcom about the Bundys is Fox's longest-running series. The right answer. Married with Children. Third question. On Love and War, J. Thomas wants this former law star to warm up his knights. Answer? Susan Day. Fourth question. She's back, she's blonde, and she has designs on becoming a country star on her new sitcom. The answer? Delta Burke. Remember, the category is current sitcoms. Fifth question. It's the name of the news magazine show for which Murphy Brown works. Answer? FYI. Round 2. The category? To Serve. First question. You can serve your leftovers directly from this brand of tight-sealing food containers introduced in 1945. The answer? Tupperware. Second question. According to their Buffalo, New York inventors, buffalo wings should be served with celery and this dressing. The answer? Blue cheese. Remember, the category is to serve. Third question. According to Guinness, this sport's fastest serve was 142 miles per hour in 1997. The answer? Tennis. Fourth question. He served in the Dodger organization for 47 years, retired, and returned as GM in 1998. The answer? Tommy Lasorda. Fifth question. The To Serve Man episode of this classic TV series involved aliens with a taste for humans. Answer? The Twilight Zone. Round 3. The category? 1986. First question. In 1986, the songs of Soul Man, Jumpin' Jack Flash, and Blue Velvet became titles of these. Answer? Movies. Second question. This American enjoyed the first of his three wins in the prestigious Tour de France bike race. Answer? Greg LeMond. Third question. Month in 1986 during which both Duvalier and Marcos fled their countries. The answer? February. Fourth question. This lawyer's book about the Von Bulow case, Reversal of Fortune, was published in 1986. No surprise, the answer is Alan Dershowitz. Remember, the category is 1986. Fifth question in this round. The beginning and ending cities of the Great Peace March for Global Nuclear Disarmament. Answer? Los Angeles, California, and Washington, D.C. Round 4. The category? Pop rock. First question. With the release of 1991's Too Legit to Quit, he dropped the M.C. from his name. The answer? Hammer. The answer again was Hammer. Remember, the category is pop rock. Second question. Bohemian Rhapsody, one of this group's early hits, returned to the top 10 in 1992. Answer? Queen. Third question. In 1974, this singer had her first number one hit with I Honestly Love You. The answer? Olivia Newton-John. Fourth question. In 1996, this 13-year-old became an overnight sensation with her country hit Blue. The answer? Leanne Rimes. Fifth question. In the 80s, this group had U.S. hits with Lost in Love, All Out of Love, and The One That You Love. The answer? Air Supply. Final round. The category? 50s film facts. First question. James Mason portrayed this general in the 50s films, The Desert Fox and The Desert Rat. The answer? Rommel. Second question. Lana Turner earned a Best Actress Oscar nomination for this film based on Grace Natalia's novel. The answer? Peyton Place. Third question. This James Dean film featured Sal Mineo as Plato, Nick Adams as Moose, and Dennis Hopper as Goon. The answer? Rebel Without a Cause. Fourth question. Lee J. Jacob, Carl Malden, and Rod Steiger were all Oscar contenders for this 1954 Marlon Brando film. The answer? On the Waterfront. Fifth question. Little Richard sang the title tune for this blonde bombshell's 1956 comedy, The Girl Can't Help It. Answer? Jane Mansfield. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.